From the TSO's most recent release on Harmonia Mundi, the music of Béla Bartók, the Intermezzo Interrotto, or Interrupted Intermezzo, from the Concerto for Orchestra. They were led by music director Gustavo Gimeno. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, the release of this album in February is just one of the many milestones for the TSO in what has been an incredible season, with a few more musical adventures yet to come. And I am very pleased to have with us tonight TSO music director Gustavo Gimeno. Gustavo Gimeno, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
We are into your last TSO concerts of the season, which I would like to talk about. But first, what a season 2025-26 has been. How would you describe it?
Wow. Lots of highlights, you know, and that's what I had imagined some months ago. And indeed, you open a season, which is always very exciting when you open a season. But then doing a recording with music by Prokofiev, having the European tour, actually the whole first half of the season, somehow, somewhere in your unconsciousness or consciousness, you point out, you look forward to that. You have that as reference, the tour and the preparation of the tour, which also meant meeting soloists, which we didn't know from before, like, you know, like Patricia Kopaczynskaya, with whom we did concerts in Amsterdam, Hamburg, Vienna, etc. Bringing back singer Anna Prohaska, also bringing back Bruce Liu. The European tour has been an extraordinary event and unforgettable memories, musical and non-musical, very important for us. And also Mahler Ninth Symphony, performing that together, has also been one of the highlights. And new compositions and new debuting artists, and now indeed approaching the very end of the season. So has been full of highlights, really very, very exciting.
Now, coming up June 4th through 7th, Maria Duenas returns to the TSO after having toured with the orchestra to Carnegie Hall a few years ago. What makes her such a compelling musical partner, and what do you think she brings to Korngold's Violin Concerto in particular?
Intensity and expression, basically, because she's, of course, technically an amazing violinist. She has also something special, like, I mean, she's born to be there. She's born to be a star. She's born to be on a stage performing at the highest level. And what she brings to stage is level of expression and intensity, which are very unique. And no wonder why she's doing such an extraordinary career. The very first time I performed with her, it was actually in Luxembourg. And that night, she became 18 years old. And she was an upcoming rising star. And a few years later, I've realized of how fast it has gone for her to be a world star. And in the tragic to that, we had the opportunity to bring her to Toronto for the very first time. That's, by the way, something which has been very exciting in the last years. And it's been very exciting to get to introduce new soloists to the TSO and to our audiences, and to therefore start and develop new relationships in addition to the existing relationships of the TSO. And indeed, having performed with her at the Carnegie Hall in New York, that was also an unforgettable memory and one of the important moments of my tenure and our relationship. So that's great to have her back in Toronto after a few years now. And already, like I was mentioning, she's at a level of not only performing at incredible level, but her career seems to be growing and growing constantly.
This program places, as so often does with you, brand new works alongside classics. So in this case, you've got a brand new work by Canadian composer Becca Sims to go with the Korngold and Mendelssohn. What excites you about this particular conversation, this particular juxtaposition?
It's funny, I just watched Psycho for the very first time.
Oh my God.
I don't think
a few weeks ago.
I don't think I can ever watch that.
But having... Yeah, it's part of the identity of the TSO and our programming to have those contrasts, connections, and dialogue between composer and pieces. And for example, having the violin concerto by Korngold, which is so colorful, so expressive, so beautiful, I think fitting Maria Dueña's playing so very much. But having a composer like Korngold, who is someone who also very popular because of his film music compositions, and having in the same program, actual film music by Hermann Psycho. In that sense, you realize that actually sometimes there are not real clear boundaries between genres or types of music. It's just great music. And you realize that having classics or new compositions, like in this case, Mendelssohn Italian Symphony, and a new composition by Becca Sims, who was one of our next gen composers a few years ago, but also having film music or composers like Korngold, who is so capable of making great music and great film music, and how music can also have a narrative and how can narrate or create atmospheres. And in the sense of the Italian Symphony by Mendelssohn, is actually somehow the same thing in the sense of narrating and telling about episodes Mendelssohn had experienced when visiting Italy. So yeah, very contrasting, but also compositions, but also there are reasons to have this different compositions together because it's about contrast, but also about relationships. And here there are definitely relationships between those compositions. Very exciting program.
Your last concert of the season, speaking of being exciting, features Beethoven's Ninth. It's one of the most monumental works in the repertoire. What does it mean to you to close this season with this particular piece?
Humanity, brotherhood, community. And I don't particularly love bringing back pieces which I've done a few years ago. I always like to discover new compositions with the TSO and embark in new compositions or compositions which we have not done before. But this is different. I think in today's world, it's also important to find those moments where we can relate to each other and feel part of a community and to relate to universal thoughts and feelings, whether it's here in Toronto and as community, but just, so that's what comes to my mind, brotherhood and humanity.
And when that's over, it's time for the summer season. Do you have any plans this summer?
Normally in the summer, what I do is sleep a little longer than what I usually do during the season. Some teaching in Portugal for a few days, some conducting at the end of August, the European Union Youth Orchestra. It's an orchestra which, I mean, I love, and I was part of that orchestra as a young player. It was launched about 50 years ago now by Claudio Abbado, one of my mentors. And it's always very special to be making music and to conduct young, great musicians. That will feel very special. With cellist, also very young, great cellist, Julia Hagen. But I have also a number of free weeks where it's very important to be, for me to be free, to be with my family and to dig into the big, thick, important discourse of the next season, especially Mahler 8th Symphony for the 26-27 season here in Toronto, but also the operas which I will be conducting in Madrid next season. So it's a great opportunity to rest and to study.
Toi, toi, toi for the last concerts of the TSO season, and wish you all the best for the summer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was TSO music director Gustavo Gimeno. What amazing energy he brings to the orchestra, which they repay in spades. You have a couple more chances to catch their chemistry this season, and I'll get you those details coming up. But first, let's have a listen to some of what Gustavo Gimeno will be preparing over the summer for 2026-27. This is a taste of next season's grand finale, known as the Symphony of 1000. It's Mahler's Symphony No. 8.